Blog Talk Radio.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Maybe there are things you can't see, and all those things are happening to bring a better ending. Someday, somehow, you'll see. Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to stay?
Thank God. Here we are again. We're here to thank God and praise his name for all that he does. Hallelujah. I thank God for being here tonight. I thank God for bringing us through this year. Here we are, 140 days into this year. Almost two-fifths of the year are over. And here we are. And we're at higher ground, saints. That's what I'm declaring to you right now in Jesus' name, that we are at higher ground. Higher ground 140 days in than when we came in. We're at a different place. I'm at a different place. You're at a different place than when we were on January 1st when we started this 140 days ago. And I thank God for that. For it is a prayer that we say, I want to be on higher ground, Lord. I want to be at a higher place, Lord. I want to be at a different place, a new level, a higher level. That's something that often people say, but there's a price to be paid to get there. It doesn't just happen. A person doesn't just grow a muscle. They have to do something. A person doesn't just graduate from college. It just doesn't happen. They have to do something. And a person doesn't get promoted at work for doing nothing. And God tells us it's the same in the spirit. Do you want something new? Do you want new things? Then you have to, and people say, well, that's works. And we have to remember that faith without works is dead. The same as works without faith is dead. So amen. Here we are, saints. And God has provided a way that we can get victory over every enemy. And we're going to do victory prayers tonight. I don't have a whole lot to say. We're going to get right into prayer. But I want to encourage you just first off to say that the word of God is true. And we will have victory in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we will have victory this year in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, That is what I'm declaring, is we will have victory this year in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we've been doing this 140 days. God has brought us to another level. Again, we say higher ground is what we want. There's a price to be paid for higher ground. We are paying that price this year. No more fooling around, no more games. And God has taught us not only how to act when we're fasting in prayer, but every day. Every day from here on out, if you've been called to higher level, then you are leaving some things behind that you had on January 1st. You have a new way of approaching your life now in Jesus' name than you did 140 days ago. There is a new order in your life now in Jesus' name. Things that weren't there just 140 short days ago. And if you're not careful, you will lose those things again. So let us be vigilant. The Lord God is coming again soon. And we must be ready for his appearing. Amen. Throughout this 140 days, there's been lots of exhortations. And we always finish with prayer. But we're going to get right into prayer tonight. And so the first thing that we're going to do is thank God. So if you're listening either live or if you're listening later on, I want you to just open up your mouth and give God thanks for what he's done for you in these last 140 days of 2015. We are laying the foundation for the rest of the year. Lots of the year left to go. And we're going to give God thanks for what he's allowed us to accomplish in this first part of the year. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank God for all that he's doing. I really, really do. I can't begin to say all that he's done. So it gives me a great pleasure to come here tonight with you all. And so we're going to just ask God. We're going to go before him and give him thanks. So let's do that. He's worthy of praise, saints. He's worthy. So let's give him thanks. Young, old, I want you to open up your mouth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, I give you praise. I give you praise, Lord God. I give you praise. I don't give you praise so that other people will hear me give praise. I give you praise because you're worthy for what you've done. For what you've done for me, Lord. For you brought me to higher ground. You've taught me, Lord, so much. Oh, Lord, only the way that you could teach and that I could learn it. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for every trial. I thank you for every difficulty. I thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for every trouble that has come my way. For you, oh, Lord God, have taught me through it. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to get through this days of fasting and prayer. Thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for sanctifying me and separating me from this world more and more and more. Oh, Lord God, there's so much more to go. Thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for your grace to get us this far. This is the place that you brought us, oh, Lord God. Give us more grace to continue on in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, give us grace to not give any ground back in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise. Oh, Lord Jesus, mighty, mighty are you. And I recognize your power and your glory and your kingdom that I can't see with my eyes, but it is glorious nonetheless. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your word, which has been such a comfort to me. I thank you for helping me in prayer, O Lord God, and answering prayer. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to fast. I thank you, Lord God, for making these strongholds in my life where they weren't, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for advances that have been made in many of the things that we lift up, in all of the things that we lift up, in our jobs, in our marriages, in our health, with our children, in our ministry, in our finances. Oh Lord God, we look back over the past 140 days and we see that you have moved in every one of those areas. And we give you thanks, O Lord God. And we give you praise, O Lord God. For only you, O Lord God, could do such a thing. Hallelujah. And I know that this is just the beginning, O Lord, if we just continue. If we just continue. O Lord God, let us continue in Jesus' name. Let us continue in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. O Heavenly Father, forgive us of our faults and our sins and our words and our lack of discernment and our lack of care and the words we choose and the things that we get ourselves involved with and sometimes being indecisive and sometimes, O Lord God, not trusting in you, O Heavenly Father, not having faith. For being too easily distracted, Lord God. Forgive us, O Heavenly Father, for our words, for our thoughts. Heavenly Father, forgive us. And help us, O Lord God, to know what we're doing. Help us to know right from wrong, O Lord. And help us to choose the good and refuse the evil. In Jesus' name. Oh Lord God, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh Lord God, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover each family, each child, each husband, each wife with the blood of Jesus. And sanctify us for your use, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God, cover us in the blood and forgive us, most merciful Heavenly Father. O Lord God, thank you, O Heavenly Father, for caring enough for us that you do forgive sin. O Lord God, move in us to draw us to more and more holiness in the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord God, do these things and even more in Jesus' name. O Heavenly Father, we lift up your church unto you. Forgive your church, O Lord God. And give us strength and give us power to declare your word and fulfill our callings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. O Lord God, even so, move us on to more and more higher ground in Jesus' name. Let us be the pure and spotless bride of Christ that you created us to be. And help us, Lord, to love one another, even as Christ loved us. Hallelujah. O Heavenly Father, glorify your name through your church. Glorify your name in us. O Lord, that we would never get the glory, that we would never get the honor, that we would never get the praise. Oh, but you, Heavenly Father, would always get the glory. Glorify your name through your church in Jesus' name. Glorify your name, O Heavenly Father, in the holy lives that we live, glorify your name. Glorify your name through the works that we do in your name. for our care for one another, for our care for the poor, for our care for those that have no hope, O Lord God. Glorify your name through us, Lord Jesus, that the whole world may know that we are your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, open the door wide that you want us to walk through. Open the door wide and shut every satanic opposition in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, we bind every satanic opposition. We bind it in Jesus' name. As the Bible says, there is an open door, but there are many adversaries. Oh, Lord God, every adversary I bind in Jesus' name. Every adversary, I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind every adversary to our advancement, to our obtaining what you have for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we enter into the strong man's house. We spoil his goods because we bind him in Jesus' name. We bind the strong man against our advancement. We bind the strong man against our families and our children and the husbands and the wives in Jesus' name. We bind the strong man against our marriages, against our jobs, and mainly against our ministry in Jesus' name. We bind them and we cast them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Every strong man that keeps arms and thinks his goods are safe in the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Hallelujah. We destroy every enemy. We order confusion against all spirits that attack us in Jesus' name. We pray that the wisdom of our adversaries would become foolishness in Jesus' name. O Lord God, send your rain, send your oil in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray that every decision that's taken against us would be rendered null and void in Jesus' name. That every arrow that's targeted at us from the enemy of our souls in Jesus' name, we send it back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every stronghold that has been formed against me, my family, in Jesus' name, we destroy it. Against my ministry, against my job, any area, in the mighty name of Jesus, I destroy it at the roots, at the foundation, at the very foundation, I destroy you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, every evil device the strong man has fashioned against me, let it be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every ritual, incantation, spell, or curse that's been sent against me, I dissolve it in Jesus' name. I pray, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would turn me and my household into hot coals of fire the enemy could never touch. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We're going to continue on in prayer. Oh Lord God, bring to our mind, oh Lord, anything that we still need to be delivered from. Your people need deliverance, oh Heavenly Father. Whether it's a physical sickness or a spiritual sickness or both, oh Heavenly Father. We claim deliverance from every captive in Jesus' name. Every physical sickness in the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sickness of the mind, we destroy it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sickness from the crown of our head to the sole of our foot that is in our body, we curse it to die in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sickness that would be in the kidney, in the intestine, in the blood, in the bones, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the lungs, in the liver, in the gallbladder, in the appendix, in Jesus' name, we destroy it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy it. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's manifested in the lung, in the chest, in Jesus' name, in the heart, in the brain, in the esophagus, in the eyes. Any spirit that's lodged in the eyes, we come against you in Jesus' name. In the ears, in the nose, in the mouth, in the tongue. Oh, we declare deliverance and cast you out, every devil. In Jesus' name we cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus. In arthritis, we cast you out. In Jesus' name, you must go in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, get out in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, every devil hearing my voice, every physical sickness, every tumor, be dissolved in the mighty name of Jesus. I destroy you and curse you to die in Jesus' name. Every cancer. Hallelujah. Every fever, every infection, every stronghold that the enemy is trying to use to destroy us, I break you in Jesus' name. Every chain is broken in Jesus' name. Every slavery is ended in Jesus' name. This is the year of Jubilee. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I break every foundation of wickedness. Every spiritual sickness. Oh Lord God, every addiction. We come against every addiction in Jesus' name. Every addiction. I break in Jesus' name every addiction to food, every addiction to alcohol, every addiction to pornography, every addiction in Jesus' name, we break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every addiction to foolish spending, in Jesus' name, I break you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every addiction to foolishness, I break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every addiction and foolish pattern of life I break in Jesus' name. Addictions to being liked. Addictions to popularity. I break you in Jesus' name. Addictions to receiving praise from men. I break you in Jesus' name. Addictions to being adored. Addictions to vanity, I break you in Jesus' name. Every stubborn demon, I break you in Jesus' name. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against my family shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against the ministry of Jesus Christ shall prosper. The Bible tells us that he that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, every spirit that has led the people of God captive in sickness of any kind, go into captivity yourself in Jesus' name. I bind you. Hallelujah. I bind you in Jesus' name. Oh God, arise and fight for your people. In Jesus' name. Send angels to war on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Every ancestral origin to my problems in the mighty name of Jesus, I cut you off. Lord, bring honey out of the rock. Bring honey out of the rock for me, O Lord God. Bring water in the desert, Lord God. Make the barren tree grow fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord, bring honey out of the rock. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord God, every stubborn devil, show him how stubborn that we can be, that we will never let go. In the mighty name of Jesus, our stubbornness in our faith in you destroys him. Hallelujah. Anything that hinders me from obtaining my calling in Jesus' name, I cancel you in Jesus' name. O Lord God, bring deliverance. Bring deliverance in Jesus' name. Bring deliverance, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord God, anything that's coming out of my mouth that isn't right, criticism, accusations, arguing, feelings of pride and superiority, revenge and retaliation, selfishness, violence, anything that's coming out of my mouth, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I arrest it in Jesus' name. Anything in my spirit, things that hate the truth, stubbornness for things that are wrong, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind you. Bitterness, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, hatred, variance. In Jesus' name, I bind you. Every activity in my spirit, the spirit of those that are listening, I bind you in Jesus' name. Every rebellion, I bind you in Jesus' name. You must come out. Every disrespect, every cursing, every mental disorder in Jesus' name, every personality disorder in Jesus' name, I bind you. Every inherited curse, I bind you. Hallelujah. Over these last 140 days, you have been building strongholds in Jesus' name in our lives. Strongholds of prayer, Bible reading, and fasting. Oh Lord God, strengthen those things. Strengthen them, Lord God. Strengthen them, O Heavenly Father, that we don't lose what we have gained in Jesus' name. O Lord God, strengthen those things. Some, they're weak, O Lord God. They're not strengthened, O Lord God. They're not strengthened. They need to be strengthened, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Some of these things that we've learned, O Lord God, if we're not careful, they'll be gone so quick, O Heavenly Father. Strengthen them in Jesus' name. O Lord God, if we're not careful, we'll be soon back doing what we were on December 31, O Heavenly Father. Strengthen those things, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, ignite us into a new place in our Bible reading. Help us to understand things we've never seen before in Jesus' name. Increase our understanding, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, increase our understanding in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, ignite our prayer life in Jesus' name. Ignite our prayers, O Heavenly Father, that are Spirit-filled prayers and not just words from some men and women here on earth, O Lord God, but ignite our prayers with the fire from heaven. Ignite our prayers, Lord God. O Heavenly Father, establish our ministry that every day of our life we would do no more and no less than you called us to do. In Jesus' name, establish our ministries. Ignite our prayers. Strengthen our Bible reading. And make our fastings, O Lord God, full of power. That we would bind the brokenhearted. Set the captives free. Open the eyes of the blind. And the ears of the deaf. Hallelujah. O Lord God, for every breach in our wall, Lord God, I pray that you would fill it in Jesus' name. Fill it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill every breach in Jesus' name. O Heavenly Father, every breach in your church, Lord God, fill it in Jesus' name. O Lord God, I pray, O Heavenly Father, that there be any defect in my spirit, that you would locate it in Jesus' name and reveal it and give me the wisdom on how to deal with it, Lord God. If there's any crack, Lord God, in the foundation of my spirit, Lord God, reveal it to me, O Heavenly Father. That it would not break when I most need it, O Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Empower me, Heavenly Father, to live a holy and righteous life. Dear Lord, I pray that everything that is clogged up in my spirit, Lord God, would be released in Jesus' name. Give me power to overcome every obstacle and break through every wall in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to turn to the book of Joshua as we continue on in prayer. Hallelujah. O Heavenly Father, anoint us with fire from above. O Lord God, to accomplish that which was ordained for us to do. We bound every strong man, and now we come against every strong tower of the enemy. In Jesus' name, every strong tower that has been erected to bring destruction to the saints, the people of God. In Jesus' name, we destroy you. The Bible tells us that Jericho was straitly shut up. None went out, none came in. But on the seventh day, the people compassed this strong tower seven times. And the shout of the people of God brought the city down. The people heard the sound of the trumpet. People shouted with a great shout. The wall fell down flat. So the people went up into the city, every man straight before him. They took the city. Hallelujah. O Heavenly Father, every strong tower, by the shout of the people of God, we destroy you in Jesus' name. By the shout of the people of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy you at your foundation. The shout of the people of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every strong tower, be destroyed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I break and destroy every devil, every demon. In Jesus' name, I bind you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. You are a holy and righteous God. I'm going to close our prayer out of the book of Deuteronomy. Need to find this. Hold on just a second. Hallelujah. Amen. This is Deuteronomy 28. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we seek your blessing. We want to be a blessed people. Not the way that prosperity teachers talk about blessing. This isn't about wealth. This is about prospering in our souls. Oh Lord God, bless our souls. Bless our words. Bless our hearts. Bless our minds. Oh Lord God, let us be blessed in our spirits. In Jesus' name. So when I call out these blessings, in the Old Testament, they were physical. In the New, it's a spiritual. For we have living water flowing through us in Jesus' name. Oh Lord God, make it an ever-flowing spring in Jesus' name. Oh Lord God, let these blessings come on us and overtake us. Bless us with ears that can hear your word. Bless us with eyes that can see your word. Bless us with minds that can comprehend your word. And bless us with hearts that want to obey your word. Let us be blessed in the city. Let us be blessed in the field. Let the fruit of our bodies be blessed. Oh Lord God, some 30, some 60, some 100. But let the fruit not be withered, but let it be blessed, O Lord God. Let the fruit of our bodies be blessed. Let the fruit of the ground in which we work be blessed. In Jesus' name, that our work be not in vain, Lord. There's too much to do for us to be wasting our time. Let our work not be done in vain. Let us be blessed when we come in, and let us be blessed when we go out. Let every enemy that rises up against us be smitten before our face, that they will come out against us one way and flee before us seven ways in Jesus' name. Bless our storehouses and everything we set our hand unto, Lord. Let them be blessed, even as you blessed Joseph and Daniel. Establish us a holy people, Lord, that all the people of the earth shall see that we're called by the name of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, open up unto us your good treasure, Lord, that the heavens would rain on us, our land, in due season. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we want blessing. We want grace. We want mercy. We want forgiveness. We want deliverance. We want righteousness and holiness. We want obedience in our spirit. Oh Lord God, you brought us far. Let us not quit. But let us keep moving forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that if we ask and believe, we'll receive. In Jesus' name, I receive these prayers. In Jesus' name, I receive them, even according to the Word of God. I receive these in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So 140 days fasting and prayer coming to an end, and the question becomes, what will you do now? What will you do now? If there's things that still need to be overcome, pressing on. God will give you the victory in Jesus' name. If God has given you victory in an area, don't be careful not to let other things slip. If God reveals to you something that needs to be dealt with, then make sure you handle it with fasting and prayer, and don't let up until it's over. God has brought us to a new place. Continue moving on in our service, in our Bible reading, in our prayers. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us continue on in prayer and in fasting. For once we hit another 140 days, saints, we need to be able to say with confidence, whether we're calling it out, which we won't be calling it out on unless God tells us to do different, but 140 days from now, we need to be able to say, I'm at a different place than I was 140 days ago. We're in the end times, saints. We can't be letting things slip. What are you going to do tomorrow to help you be in a different place tomorrow than you are today? Oh, Lord God, help us. Help us to keep moving forward. Lord God, help us to keep moving forward and not be distracted by the things of this world. In Jesus' name, help us, O Lord God, to keep moving forward, doing the things for your kingdom and not for ourselves. We've got to keep moving forward. Lord, be our strength and help us. In Jesus' name. Saints, that's what's on my heart tonight. We're going to continue on in prayer. More like we did tonight for the next little while. If you have a prayer request that you want lifted up, feel free to go to the website and just type it in and we'll lift it up in prayer. There's things that are needed. We'll be careful to keep things anonymous. And if that's something that you want. If there are things that you need to be lifted up in prayer, email, go to gatheringofthesaints.com, find contact us, and then just type in your prayer request. And there's others that know, you know, more direct ways to get in touch with me. If that's, you feel free to do that also. But we're going to be lifting up things in prayer. So feel free to do that, and we'll just continue going on from there. Saints, God has allowed us to lay a good foundation for this year, and it is up to us to make sure we finish strong. This year is somewhat like 40% done, around there, and it's up to you how you finish it up, in your Bible reading, in your prayers, in your fasting. Let it not be said of you that a long time went by and you just didn't even pick up your Bible, or you just slacked in your prayer, or it's been months or weeks since I've been fasting. Let us continue on, because we need God now more than ever before, and we need to keep pressing on the things that God has shown us. We need to continue them in Jesus' name. Love you all, and I pray that this week is a blessing, that you are a blessing to those around you, and that you don't serve yourself, but serve the Lord with trembling and fear in Jesus' name. Bless you all. Maranatha. Lord, I come.
Your grace is more, grace is found.